howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all of this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, my childhood punishments have become my adult goals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Go to your room.
Staying home, not leaving the house, not going to a party, going to bed early.
I'm with you.
You betcha.
I'm with you.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right. How about some more nonsense?
What you got?
Benjamin Franklin said, God heals and the doctor takes the fees.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yep. There's some wisdom in that one, isn't there?
I'm here to tell you, that guy had it right.
He had it figured out. You know, that's one person in history I would like to meet.
You and me both. He's quite a character.
He's one of us, man.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Remember, don't insult the alligator till after you've crossed the river. We have all sorts of logic going on here.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Bowling alleys, please be quiet. We need to hear a pin drop.
Yes, we do.
That's terrible.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah. How about car dealership? The best way to get back on your feet is missing a car payment.
Isn't that the truth? Try and miss one.
Yeah, I got you. Yep. Are these jeans in your jeans, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, dear.
The terrible stuff.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. What did one ocean say to the other ocean?
I know this one, but I can't remember it.
Nothing. They just waved. Dad jokes.
Good dad jokes.
Right, yeah. Did you hear about the dyslexic devil worshiper?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, sold his soul to Santa.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Well, he could have done worse.
Well, that's like the dyslexic guy that walked into a bra.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Oh, dear.
Or the dyslexic college student that was so depressed, he jumped behind a moving bus.
Behind it.
Yeah. Right. Okay, never mind.
Oh, dear.
Let's see. What is the difference between... No, I'm not going to do that.
Not going there?
I can't do that one.
Oh,
yeah. Why couldn't the leopard play hide and seek?
I don't know.
He was always spotted.
He was spotted.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I know.
The leopard
can't play
hide and seek.
What starts with E, ends with E, and has only one letter in it?
Elf.
Yeah.
No.
No. Envelope.
Envelope. Oh, God. Got me.
I know.
Got me.
Me too. I didn't know that one.
Envelope.
Yeah. Do you know how to count cows?
Count cows.
Yeah.
You count the legs and divide by four.
there you go. I hadn't thought about that. With a calculator. Yes. Dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
Good dad
joke.
Yeah. How do astronomers organize a party?
I don't know.
They plan it.
Man. Oh, man.
These dad jokes are bad.
It's going to get any better?
No. Why did the can crusher quit his job?
I don't know.
Because it was so depressing. So depressing. All right.
Can crusher.
Yes. All right. I wish my wallet came with free refills.
Me too.
You know, there's a sea store over in Shoshone that has Refill Friday.
Refill Friday?
Yeah. I stopped in there on my way through one time.
Yeah?
Yeah, the fast lane.
The fast...
Over
that's
there.
That's right.
Yeah, the fast lane. Ooh, they got a new fast lane.
Oh, dude.
Oh, it's outstanding.
It's been a while.
And they did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got a great show coming at us this
goody.
Week.
Oh, goody.
Michael Hurwitz is riding along with us. Jesse Smith has some poetry.
Nice.
Yeah, we have Riders in the Sky, Tex Ritter, Bar J Wranglers, but we're going to start with our buddy R.W. Hampton.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is drifting again.
tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. She cut me loose and told me don't come back. Now I'm like a hobo by the railroad track, drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. South, east, or west, it don't matter much to me. I guess she wanted me to put down roots, but I just couldn't grow them through these cowboy boots. Drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. Yes, I'm drifting. Till then, I'm drifting again. Let's do some drifting. Here we go. Got the wind in my back. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, drifting again. Good stuff from our good buddy R.W. Hampton.
Hey,
did you know
I heard, we had the same barber?
I heard once that you and he went to the same barber.
That's right, yeah.
Why couldn't he make you look like him? That's my question.
It's in progress.
Okay.
It's in progress.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Now, R.W. has been doing a lot of movie work.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, my gosh. I think he's in the middle of filming another one right now.
Is he the Reverend again?
No, I don't think he's the Reverend in this one. I don't know what his job is in this one. Haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I just know he's been playing the part again.
Yeah. Well, good for him.
You betcha. Yeah. Absolutely. He's earning these spurs.
Yeah. You know, we all got to eventually.
That's right. In the Hollywood area.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to earn our spurs in Hollywood.
No, not going to happen.
No, they're not exactly beating our door down.
Things
are
going to have to change a lot.
That's right. That's what we're talking about this week. We're talking about earning your spurs.
Yeah, you got to earn your spurs no matter what you do in life. You know, if you're a cowboy,
right.
If you're a concrete worker, a bricklayer, whatever the case might be, you got to earn them spurs.
That's right. It takes time, and you usually learn from someone who has already earned their spurs.
That's right. Yeah.
I got to thinking about Dad's spurs. So,
mm-hmm.
Dad has this, well, I have them now,
yeah.
This big, heavy set of Chihuahua spurs that were made by a blacksmith in Grouse Creek.
Yeah, with the Crowfoot brand
on
it.
Got the Crowfoot brand on it. So the spurs were owned by Mark Warburton.
Okay.
Yeah, and the story is Dad was helping the Warburtons and the Tanners and all those folks from Grouse Creek. They were rounding up, and Dad was pretty darn good hand and had a really good horse.
Right.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, Dad mentioned to Mark Warburton, said, those are some pretty big spurs. He said, and Dad said, it takes a pretty good man to fill those out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Mark Warburton said, well, I just saw a pretty big man today that was big enough to fill these spurs. And he took them off his boots and he handed them to Dad.
And there is no mistaking the ring of these spurs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No doubt.
That is the neatest thing in the world.
It is. Now, the introduction to the poem we're going to do for Cowpoke Poetry, the old Crockett Spurs, the jingle of the spurs are those spurs in particular. I put them on my feet. I recorded the sound. And, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no mistake in that ring.
And then when I was a teenager, late teens, maybe going into my early 20s, one morning I was visiting the folks, and Dad set those spurs on my breakfast plate.
Yeah.
And he said, I think you're a big enough man to work these spurs now.
Yeah.
So, and then he gave them to me. And, of course, I don't wear them. I have them framed.
Well, this set of spurs, you do not want to fall in a creek with them on.
Oh, man. And when I say that these are blacksmith-built spurs, are blacksmith built spurs.
They will never wear out.
You know, definitely. Big 2-inch Chihuahua rowels.
Nice big rowels on them,
Just love the sound of them,
too. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there is no mistaking it.
You bet.
It's kind of like the ring of his anvil.
Exactly. You know it, don't you?
Yeah, it brings back all kinds of memories.
It does. Well, hey, we need to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, the Bar J Wranglers are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.